Last week, all five members of the Coconino County Board of Supervisors endorsed Representative Kirkpatrick for re-election to Arizona's 1st Congressional District in 2014. According to the Arizona Republic, this came as the two-term Democratic Congresswoman announced raising nearly $270,000 from October through December of last year. Kirkpatrick suspended fundraising during the 16-day government shutdown, but her recent push gives her campaign about $825,000 total. The National Republican Congressional Committee attacked Kirkpatrick in a series of ads attempting to tie her to the shaky rollout of the Affordable Care Act, but Kirkpatrick spokesman D.B. Mitchell says the ads haven't significantly affected the race.
Sometimes in off years, it's hard to get people riled up, if you will, and get them focused. And we're actually seeing the opposite this year because of this negative advertising. It's actually been a bit of a boon to our campaign, and it's really electrifying our efforts, especially this early on.
Kirkpatrick's presumed main challenger for the hotly contested District 1 seat, Arizona House Speaker Andy Tobin, wasn't far behind her fundraising numbers. During the same time period, the Paulden Republican raised about $235,000 for his campaign. Two other Republicans are also vying for Representative Kirkpatrick's congressional seat, cattle rancher and oil man Gary Keeney and state representative from Oro Valley Adam Quasman. Arizona primary elections will be held August 26th. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.